Let's get your stock picks. Ricus, I'll start with.
Cameco, it's listed in Toronto Stock Exchange. It's one of the world's, well, the world's biggest uranium producer and traders. So they actually manage the market, and they've got a competitive advantage in that they've got very long life of mines. They've got a lot of brownfield or multiple projects at the moment. Most projects, they were still producing a few months ago. And so it's actually brownfields projects which they can start up again. The uranium market has been under a lot of pressure the last 10 years. There's a lot of media hype around Germany that's denuclearizing the power supply, which is a load of crap because they're just buying nuclear power from across the border from France. But the rest of the non-Western world is actually spending a lot of money. China, Russia, India, most of Southeast Asia spending a lot of money on nuclear, and the uranium demand will increase by about 40% over the next 5 years, and we're sitting with a generation low uranium price, and supply has been curtailed severely in the last few years. So I think there's a lot of optionality in the stock.
Cameco on the Toronto Stock Exchange, your stock.
Well, we saw Comair today come out with reasonably good results, and I own a number of airlines offshore in the global funds that I manage, including IAG, which is effectively British Airways and Iberia. So it's more long haul, more exposure to Europe, between the UK and Europe, and between Europe and South America through the Spanish connection of Iberia. There's been a relatively stable lid on fuel prices. They've hedged those. The cost of pilots, which is a big one, is also gone through a round of negotiations. And hopefully then they can tick up the utilization rates of the seats. And through that, by carefully managing the revenue versus the costs, I think the whole airline industry globally has come to a point where it looks a lot better than 10 years ago, because you've got less players, more pricing power, higher barriers to entry, and people who understand the cost of capital and not making the same mistakes as in the past. And if you do that, a bunch of international airlines look quite cheap, including IAG.
Leave it there. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for your time today. Jean-Pierre Fester from Café Tree Capital and Ricus Combrink from Capicraft. We're going to take more of your stock-related questions this week. Do have a good evening. Bye-bye.